amuri ya Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 13th, 2022. I am Thungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the arrest of students from the University of Zimbabwe who were protesting the hiking of tuition fees by the institution yesterday. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says 14 or so students are detained at the Avondale police station in Harare, while three female ones are in need of urgent medical attention after they were allegedly assaulted by police. The organization has deployed lawyers to represent the students. The accused include Thelmanzero, Mufaro Vutuza, Owen Mashaba, Tinashe Zanu, Tinotenda Ruzinde, Fletcher Katewere, Lenis Manyasa, Harvard Mtetwa, Natasha Liwayo, Ropafazo Mutangaduro, Fatima Anjike, Tsungai Chitota, Beyond Stema, David Msasa, and Godliness Sabura, according to a list provided by the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namuhla sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa lokutshaywa kwabafundi bekolishi le-University of Zimbabwe. Ngesikhathi betshengisela phezu kokukhwela kwenhlawulo yesikolo izolo. Kubotshwa abafundi abalishumi lasithupha njalo bavalelwe enkambeni Avondale Police Station eHarare. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha abamelayo eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi phakathi kwabafundi laba kulabathathu abesifazana abatshaywe ngamapolisa balimala kakubi. Linhlanganiso ithi abathathu laba badinga ukwelatshwa. Kwaziwayi batereri beStudio 7 na nazi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekurohwa uye kusungwa kwevadzidzi vepachikoro cheUniversity of Zimbabwe. Zvichitevera kuratidzira kwavo nezuro vachichema nekukwidzwa kwemari dzechikoro. Magweta avo esangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights anoti vatatu vevadzidzi ava uye vari vanasikana vari kuda kuongororwa nana chiremba mushure mekurohwa zvakaipisisa nemapurisa nezuro. Magweta aya anoti aswera paAvondale Police Station nasi achieza kuti vadzidzi vese ava vaburitswe musungwa. As their colleagues remain in custody tonight, other University of Zimbabwe students are refusing to back down. Instead, they are vowing more protests until the university reduces the tuition fees, which they say was increased by more than 700%. Here is University of Zimbabwe student leader Lennox Machoko during a press conference in Harare today.
We are going to be submitting the petition to the parliament today compelling this other branch of government to intervene and stop this disaster, which is not in the interest of the entire nation at large. We managed to collect more than 4,000 signatures from the students over this weekend so that our petition can be accepted by parliament. I carry these signatures with my hand and I wish to see the parliament to act swiftly so that the students can get back to their learning calendar immediately. As of today, I would like to notify all parents who have their children learning at the University of Zimbabwe to kindly delay making tuition payments, which has been proposed by the institution, until a new fees structure has been revised.
That was University of Zimbabwe student leader Linox Machoko speaking at a press conference in Harare earlier today. For more on the protests and grievances by students, we are now joined by Zimbabwe National Students Union or ZINASU leader Benon Ncube. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. I hope I find you well. I'm humbled to be here.
Thank you so much. What's the latest on your colleagues, Mr. Ncube, who were arrested yesterday? The last time we checked this evening, lawyers were still trying to secure their release.
Yes, as it stands, the legal secretary, Comrade Boris Muguti, checked on them, and then they are still there. And they are in high spirits, but of course, there are some that need medical attention because they were assaulted by the police, which is very much unfortunate because this was a very peaceful expression. But as it stands, we are really worried about their health and what is happening there. Since we know very well that they try by only to intimidate them so they don't do it again. But we are very much sure that they are going to be released as soon as possible, because if that is not done, we will continue doing what we encourage the security sector to let the students to go.
And tell us more about the new fee structure. How is it like? We only hear, you know, fees have gone up by more than 700 or so percent. Give us a clear breakdown.
Okay. What has been happening so far is that every semester, our university has got attendance has increased in fees. And I would say last semester, we had fees ranging from 60,000 to 90,000 RTGS. And then this time, they are now going from 300,000 to 1 million RTGS. And then that is a very huge increase, given that they haven't changed the terms and conditions of paying. They still come and say, I suppose you have paid, you have completed your school fees in the first 1 month. And then we are saying, if you have increased by 800%, and how would you expect us to be able to still pay under the same conditions that we were struggling to pay the previous fees before you had increased? So as it stands right now, we have a very big problem, because this is the government that has not even increased salaries for civil servants, and it goes on to demand such money from these civil servants, because they know very well that these learning institutions are made up of people, are made up of children who are parented by civil servants.
And lolu ludubo lwe University of Zimbabwe kuphela yini Ncube, kumbe yiwo wonke nje ama college yiyo yodwa yini uzethe kweze ifees?
I sure yodwa sine crisis kodwa yiyo yokuqala ukuphumela mgceke ngokufaka intawulo leyo ayifunayo, but siyazi nje ukuthi lawa amanye lawa ayalandela sini wavele nawo kufike problem nawo last semester, ngoba siye-NS kube labantwana abaningi abadifeyileyo besehluleka ukubhadala lesi school fees adeshaliwe. Kathesi le semester abakakhuphi imali abakufuna, but yiyo kuqala ukukhupha, and ezenomo bayalandela, and siyazi ukuthi bonke bazakwenza khona kuyenze yisithi bazakhweza okungenangqondo.
Ngokunjalo lingaba lilo hlelo olufanayo yini lokutshengisela kulawa amanye amakolishi alubana ethe azisa ukuthi hayi ngempela lathi sesikhwezile?
Into vela kesifuna ukuyenza thina ukuthi kuthi kuqala khona peyizethi sihle sifake i-precedence yokuthi into enje asiyimiselanga ukuyamukela njengamastudent. So labo sesizethathe izethu eZimbabwe wayenza yinbethi yokuqala ukukhweza esikhwezile. Nathi ngiyamasidenti akube yiyo yokuqala ezatshengisela ukuthi nxa laba abanye laba ngizekufanayo singakwenza njani. Iningizimu yalokhu asokulwa, iningizimu yokutshengisela ukuthi asenelisi ukubhadala. So as you see ukuthi sibe isibenzo futhi nathi as you see ukuthi isibenzo futhi sibira as you see ukuthi isibenzo enethi isifisa ukuthi bona bananzelele kusukela okwenyuvesithi ukuthi abantwana bathi bayehluleka besebeningi sifa singakafiki la amanye amayunivesithi kodwa-ke kungehlula khonokho ahlula ngenye indlela ngoba esizame ukwenza lapha ukuthi isebenzise yokufunda and kuyenze kwenye isikhathi impumelo yenze konke okusemanje nakhe ukuthi afunde especially nxa laba kumele bamenze afunde bengasebenzi umsebenzi wabo.
Thank you there, Mr. Ncube Siyabonga, and please do stay on the line as we bring in human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye, from the great state of Texas here in the United States. Mr. Masiye, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening and thank you for bringing me again to this very important talk.
Thank you. What's your take on the incarceration of these students and the assault of three of them who are female, as reported by their lawyers?
Yeah, the attack on the students is totally unacceptable, and it's it goes to show the brutal nature of the police in Zimbabwe. And it clearly shows that our police in Zimbabwe don't really have the adequate training in dealing in conflict management. Because you think that, you know, when people are disgruntled, like what these students are right now, with genuine reasons, that they themselves, the police, are also affected by. You think that they would employ other mechanisms or other ways of de-escalating conflict and managing the situation. But we saw that the police actually were the ones who incited the students to then react in the manner that, that then ensured. So it's quite sad that the police have used excessive force, brutal force on kids. These are kids airing their grievances, and it's quite unacceptable, and it's very much embarrassing that we have a government that does not take care of its own children.
Parizvino vamasiye maporisa asati ataura kuti vadzidzi ava vari kupomerwa mhosva yei. Asi kana takatarisa mutemo tichitarisa kuti vakasungwa vachiratidzira, what kind of charges are we looking at here?
Well, on this one, the police anokwanisa kuvacharja ne public violence or inciting public violence. In what charge iri serious ichitasa criminal code. Vanokwanisa kuvacharja zvekare ne inonzi disorderly conduct. Unowo futi mutemo uri mu criminal code. But uyu mutemo wokuti mapurisa anongozo charge vanhu because vanenge vachida kuavoida kuda kuaddressa yatingati right yavo iri muconstitution yekudemonstrator. Because kudemonstrata hakurambidziwi, kudemonstrata kurimo mumutemo as long uchingoitwa murunyararo.
And God forbid, but let's say vawanikwa vaine mhosva, zvirango zvacho zvinenge zvakamira sei?
Saka zvirango zvepublic violence zvinoranger between 5 to 10 years depending ne gravity iripo, kana kuti pane kupwanya kwakaitwa here mudziyo, kana kuti pane vanhu vakakuvadzwa here nekuda kwepublic violence yacho. Dzimwe nenguva vanokwanisa kupuwa zvekare mafine, but zvinongoenderana zvekare neinonzi the gravity of the case nezvinenge zvakaitika paitika zvinhu zvakadaro.
Aha, tichitarisa mangwana ndofunga ndoko achaendeswa kumatare. We have seen previously kana pakaitika nyaya dzakadaro, then vamwe mastudents vouya in solidarity poitika mirizhonga futi mapurisa achirwa vanhu. Zvii zvamuri kuona zvichiitika mangwana?
Zvatichaona zvichiitika mangwana zvinhu zvatiri kutoona zvichiitika nhasi, because mutemo wagara usingashandiswi zvakaringana. Mutemo unonyanyoshandiswa zvakasimbarara kana wakanangana nevanhu vanenge vachiita senge vari kupikisa hurumende. Tichaona kuti mastudents achaenda zvekare semugwara riri kuendawo vana Honorable Job Scala, rekuti vachaendeswa kucourt, vaenda kucourt vachanyimwa bail, and vanyimwa bail vachatanga kurwira kusungunurwa kwavo vachibva mukurimand. Izvinhu zvatiri kuona zvichiitika and zvinhu zvatinoziva kuti isystem yayo hurumende yokuda kuita silence vanhu vanenge vachiiratidzira.
Thank you there, Kennedy Masie, and please don't go away. Now time for a short break. Stay tuned.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Le discours présidentiel aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec des responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Lamhlanje kwabasanda kusixhuma izihlobo esithandekayo sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Njalo sixoxa ngokubotshwa kwabafundi be-University of Zimbabwe ngesikhathi betshengisela izolo besola likolishi ngokukhweza inhlawulo yemfundo. Bakasungwa badzidzi bepa-University of Zimbabwe neZuru kutaura kunoku vari muhusungwa kuAvondale Police Station uyezve vari kutarisirwa kumiswa pamberi pedare mangwana. Ngiphenduke kuwe Mnumzana Ncube, and of course on the show tonight we have human rights lawyer Mr. Kenneth Masie and Zinasu leader Benon Ncube. Mphenduke kuwe Ncube, lapha ngikhangele i-fees structure eselupane State University layo ikhwezile impatalo. Mbona i-faculty agriculture sciences lapha ifees ikhwele yaku 285,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Faculty of Engineering 285,000 njalo. Faculty of Commerce okugoqela tourism lezinye inhlelo hospitality 179,750 Zimbabwean dollars. Phansi kwefaculty ye humanities and social sciences 279,750. Then ama diploma kuba agribusiness, GIS 230,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Liyakhala lithi galiyenelisi limali abazali kabayenelisi ngoba kabasebenzi. Ngokunjalo ubona abanye benu besehluleka ukuya phambili ngezifundo yini ngenxa yalimali begcine be drop out.
Kuyenzakala lokhu, kumele kuyenzakala ngamasinesa labantu la. Bakhona abantwana abaningi abalethu besiyoqhubekela phambili. And silokhu sibona kuyenzakala ezisinesa, okutho ukuthi nxa ilokhu siqhubekela seyikhwela isiya phambili, kuyaqhubeka futhi siba labantwana besiyoqhubekela phambili ngokufunda. Okuzinto ubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi every time lapho nxa ikhwela siyakhuluma sibatshele abeministi lezilalela bezemfundo ukuthi le mali eseliyicela lezi asenelise. Phakathi kwabantwana abangu-200,000 abangu-40 bazakesiyoyiqhubekela phambili, but abaphenduli. Indlela abaphendula ngayo kukhweza futhi kwisinesa leza. So kutho ukuthi nxakuyukuthi lasinesa kula bantwana ade besesiyoyiqhubekela phambili, kutho ukuthi kathesi baba baningi ngoba i-problem le ayikalungisa. Oinfecti isiye nje yapha wesi nokukhweza i-school fees. So sine-crisis vele sikhangelela kathesi. Ngingatsho sithi xa siqala kumnyaka wokuqala sine-1 singu-230, isiyafika ku-42 something. Sihamba sileke siluza abantwana along the way. Sithatha ukuthi manje la lezi indawo zokufunda lezi ama-university lawa ama-college umsebenzi wawo singowani manje ngenxa yokuthi ayehluleka ukugcina abantwana ukuthi bafunde, but wona ayabasisa bonke la abazayo ukuthi bazodinga ukufunda. Kungcono nje siwavale phela bese senze njengoba ama-supermarket, ngoba nxa besesiyokufundisa abantwana asa-akheleni ngakunjani, ngoba kahulumende phela asezethengesikhohlwe ukuthi izinto zikahulumende lezi nguhulumende uyakwazi into omele yenza. Angeke sifunde ukuthi mele eminye umuntu ongazi ukuthi uhamba njani umomoya elizini njani. Hhayi, uhulumende uyazi umomoyeni, uyazi i-budget surplus, uyazi i-budget le ayicelayo, uyazi i-budget le yathi singayivikeni imali ngapho, uyayazi i-budget athi kule surplus. Angabuyi ezocela imali eningi ebazalini kumastudent yena esazi ukuthi i-salary abayicelile kakaba yini.
Vamasiye, we tried but failed to get somebody to comment from the University of Zimbabwe. Asi nyayi vangaibata sei veku use it kuitira kuti pasava nema students anowanikwa achishaya mari uyezve otadza kuendera mberi nezvidzidzo.
Yeah, ndinoona senge zvingatoite vakuru kuz inyaya yekuti vasangane nemastudents vanzwe zvichemo zvavo because zvichemo zvavo makazvitarisa zviri very reasonable and kukwidza fees ne more than 500% zvinhu zvatingati nechirungu zvinoita induce a sense of shock yekuti nangwe zvake munhu hapana munhu angambokwidzira even salary yake ne 500%. And uyezve pane zvimwe zvinhu zvataona zvichiitika kuUZ zvokuti dzimwe nenguva UZ inowanzoda kushandiswa nemapato ezvinotonga. Last week chaiya chaiwo takaona mabhazi eUZ achishandiswa kumarali akaitwa kunana Chitungwiza uko. Zvinhu zvokuti maresources yayo anofanira kuva achichanelewa kuvana vechikoro paUZ ipapapa anenge achienda asiri accounted for. And tichitarisa zvekare kuti mamansi apfuura aya nemabhudget akaiswa nawo mutulinyuwe UZ yakawana mabillions of dollars. I think yakapuwa over a billion dollars towards the UZ charity. Saka imari izvozvo dzokuti kana mastudents akudemonstrata kudai so ekuti vave vari vanhu vanowidza mafigures ayo pajekerere zvokuti paite transparency nemastudents. Kana pachizokwidzwa fees inofanira kuva ichikwidzwa zvinenge zvichiwisiwa nemastudents aripo, noti kuti vave neprocedure inenge iri shrouded in secrecy yekuti kana zvinhu zvazodai so vanhu avahwisisi vanenge vachingoti mari yakadyiwa uyezve vanenge vachialeja nyaya yecorruption inenge ichiitika paUZ ipapo.
Mr. Ncube, ngize kuwe, alubana belalele abamanye amakolishi lamanyuvesi elizweni lonke jikelele kuyini ongathanda ukukutsho ku ngendaba yama-fees le?
Kulungisisa the problem that we have of increase because so that siphongihlala kubukele itafula eceleni kwakho ingasela muntu obehleli kuyo lathinedawo ehluleka ubhadala isikuthi ugcine siqeda ungaseli abangani bakho wafunda nabo esazi ukuthi isifiso besikhona but behlule yimali. Imali oyomele umthetho ufakwe ngumuntu onguye ngumnikazi wesikolo onguye ngichancela o-university but ethule. So lapha thina sithi sikhona sizabe sizakulungisisa sizabamela nalaba abotshiweyo sasa nxa bengaphumanga sizazama ukutshengisela amanye ama-students ukuthi nxa bavalela into zesikole sizasuka uma sifike khona and we're going to defend, we're going to stand up for them until something happens because this is an issue of learning. It's not a fight against the government, it's not a fight against the political party, but it's a fight to protect the dignity and the dignity of education and the dignity of the students in these learning institutions. And there's nothing that can stop us when the community. Nothing is wrong when we are still a killer. We're going to come in and stand up for us because we have all left in the all left with ourselves to defend, and we have to do that. We don't have a choice. I still am in the defender, and the one Kamala Lena Mastigan, and I never was in the city. But we are ready, we are going to deliver whatever by any means necessary, whatever has to be done to protect the education, we will do it. And we have started to do it, and the process continues until education is safe.
Mangwana vanhuve muri kuti vanhu vano muri kukoka vanhu kuti vaende kumatare apo pachange pachimiswa vamwe venyu kumatare dzimoswa asi hamuoni izvi zvichikonzera nyonga nyonga here kana kuti vamwe venyu vazosungwa futi nekuti mapurisa we have seen them in action before mukauya mukazara vanhu pane vamwe vanogona kusungwa futi mangwana is that not a concern?
It is an area of concern, and we are going to deal with it in a way that is not going to give them a reason to take out of line as usual. But what we are going to, what we promise you is that we achieve a red given than as long as we are quoting at the Famba Vega. Negative people. So the people are quoting, rep a girl, cannot tell you, Gati, Iowa, Israel. It's going to be determined by my students because it's good to be able to get a little out of here. And the activity and the patriotic activity, but it's not the TV, but it's our own equity people. So, we are going to make sure that our fellow students are not feeling left alone, and we are not going to put the rest of the students at the risk of ungovernable state security and state agents. But we are going to make sure that they feel that we are doing by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, people are going to be safe. We are going to ensure that. That will be there.
Uh-huh. And the show is never adequate without the input from you, our listeners and viewers. Now, let's hear what you have to say. Good evening, caller, and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yebo, kunjani, Magadi.
Kunjani, Magadi, yo.
Tiripo, edu. Nguba zafamba, tipe ofungwa zenyu.
Tukona so kuti kana university yose ikabatana chaiko kana sokubatana chaiko panoda kubatana papadi kuti vamwe vadzokere kumashure kana kudii vanotongouya in full force chete tukona kuti vangasunga university yose here kuna kubatana dai nyika yose yaibatana sezvizvi zvinyange nyika defu zanupf yaibva
ko muchaenda kumatare here mangwani kana kuti
isu tiri vatigiredi vepasocial media tinenge tisikoedu tiri kuout of Zimbabwe but shungu dzedu dzinotongorwadzawo nevakomana vedu vekunyika kunoku vari kunzi chikoro chakubhadhariswa still and unoona kana school fees iri kunyanya kukwidza zvokudero then wapedza wava nemadiploma ako zvose wava nechieverything basa racho hauri wani futi imagine unotengesa mombe kuti uinde kuchikoro vanokutengesera mombe kuti uinde chikoro but after wapedza chikoro waishanda basa mari yacho yave kuhora haikwanisi kutenga mombe futi yekuti uye this. What's the meaning of that?
Mm-hmm.
And the bifurcation, mona ni mamira ita zono kutu kwa wana basa. Uka wana basa, mari uru kwa nisa, uru kwa wana pay yako, wapisa chukura, iso kwa nisa kutu utengere chikafu. Ya hifa nangu wairi free education. So after wapisa chukuru chacha, wana basa uru kwa wana. Imagine, teo sote kapa ku Zimbabwe, kutakasi ya mambasa ya wane mari, ngade ipango tima teacher manisu ku Zimbabwe, kukuma purisa. Patakato siya, because, you see, munu, arumuno mu South Africa, Russia, nam construction. Hello, I'm Maria Kadarga, a teacher of Zimbabwe. What's the meaning of this?
Anopu, Amari.
Ani? Kunoku?
Eh.
Ani, I'm construction.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Ranger, I'm going to 7,000 a month.
Saka, I'm going to nani kuto uyaku South Africa kuzo. Isanda ku construction than kuita murairizi ku Zimbabwe.
Yeah, far much better. No, I'm not only. I'm not only.
Mm-hmm. I want. You know, tenda mtereri nego pinda mshirongwa chedu.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Vama siye pa chidimbu 30 seconds. Tipeo masho kwegu vara chirongwa. 30 seconds.
Yeah, in now I would like to urge mapurisa kuti vayuze restraint, especially panengo achita kwoma demonstrations. And also I would like to urge even the courts to also look at the circumstances of the students. These are students, these are kids who are grieved, and when it comes to issues of bail, they should not be treated like any ordinary criminal, and they should lean on the side of liberty.
Thank you there, and that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank Our guests are Benon Ncube, leader of ZINASU, and human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masie. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.